This is Akashvani, the news read by Navneet Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended the 60th anniversary of Independence Day celebrations of Maldives as the guest of honor today. This is the first time that an Indian Prime Minister is attending the Independence Day celebrations in Maldives. Prime Minister Modi was accompanied by Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Moizu. Mr. Modi assured that India remains committed to supporting the aspirations of the Maldivian people and to working together for the betterment of our planet. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that it was an honor to attend the 60th Independence Day celebrations. Mr. Modi extended warm greetings to the people and government of Maldives. He said this momentous occasion showcased the rich cultural heritage and vibrant spirit of the Maldivian people. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the new terminal building of the Tuticorin Airport and also laid the foundation for projects worth 4,800 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu after returning from Maldives. Spread across 17,340 square meters, the terminal will be equipped to handle 20 lakh passengers annually. Addressing people on this occasion, Prime Minister Modi said, Tamil Nadu is witnessing unprecedented development, which reflects the centre's resolve to make the state a driving force of Viksit Bharat. He said, today a massive campaign is underway to develop mega and modern infrastructure across the country.
Infrastructure or energy, ek kisi bhi state ke development ki backbone hote hain. इन 11 इयर्स में इंफ्रा और एनर्जी पर हमारा फोकस ये बताता है कि तमिलनाडु का विकास हमारी कितनी बड़ी प्रायोरिटी है. आज की सभी परियोजनाएं भी तूतुकुड़ी और तमिलनाडु को कनेक्टिविटी, क्लीन एनर्जी और नई अपॉर्चुनिटीज का हब बनाएगी.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 124th episode of the monthly radio program. 17 parliamentarians have been awarded Sansad Ratna Awards 2025 in New Delhi today for their exemplary performances. These parliamentarians include Ravi Kishan and Dinesh Sharma from the BJP, Varsha Gaikwad from the Congress, Supriya Sule from NCP-SP and Arvind Sawant from Shiv Sena UBT. The awards have been given by a non-government organization. Talking to media on the occasion, Union Minister for Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju said, this award is a recognition of the MP's outstanding performance. He also congratulated all the MPs who got this award today.
सांसद रत्न अवार्ड ये एक तरीके से प्राइम हमारे एमपीस का परफॉर्मेंस है. उसको रिकॉग्निशन किया गया, उनका अच्छा काम का, उसका आउटस्टैंडिंग परफॉर्मेंस को रिकॉग्नाइज किया गया है. तो मैं सारा एमपीस को बधाई देता हूँ, अभिनंदन करता हूँ कि अवार्ड का वो सब हकदार है.
Ministry of Education has issued a directive to all states and union territories to take urgent steps to ensure the student safety and well-being. This includes mandatory safety audits of schools and child-related facilities as per national safety codes, training for staff and students in emergency preparedness, and the provision of psychosocial support through counseling and peer networks. In chess, first game in the final of the FIDE Women's World Cup 2025 between Kuneru Hampi and fellow Indian Divya Deshmukh ended in a draw in Batumi, Georgia this evening. Divya was playing with the white pieces while Kuneru was on board with black. Both the players get 0.5 points each after this draw. The game 2 of the final will be played tomorrow. In the fourth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy on day 4, India were 137 for 2 in the second innings against hosts England when reports last came in. Earlier today, England were all out for 669 runs in the first innings at Old Trafford in Manchester, taking the lead of 311 runs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.